with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fireworks in the Senate over President Trump's nominee to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, Emil Bovee. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Bovee was unworthy of a lifetime spot on the federal bench.
He's a Trumpian henchman, the extreme of the extreme of the extreme. He's openly hostile to the rule of law. He's fundamentally opposed to democratic norms. He lacks the temperament to serve as a jurist. And above all, Bovee is religiously obedient to Donald Trump.
While Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says Emil Bovee was facing unfair partisan attacks.
Mr. Bovee has a strong legal background and has served his country honorably. He deserves fair treatment.
The Third Circuit Court's jurisdiction includes Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. A Senate bill would give Americans a rebate from the new revenues coming in from President Trump's tariff victories. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, "Like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act." Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say a gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports and was trying to target the National Football League's headquarters in the building. Investigators believe the gunman wanted to get up to the NFL's offices. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says it violates Title IX. This is SRN News. Senators are racing the clock to make a dent in both the government funding process and President Trump's backlog of nominees before heading home for August recess. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is hoping to get the first appropriations package through the chamber by the end of this week, with lawmakers on the hook for landing a deal to avoid a shutdown come September 30th. To that end, GOP leaders are negotiating with members of their conference over a minibus of three bills that would, collectively, fund the Departments of Commerce, Justice, Agriculture, and Veterans Affairs, as well as key military construction projects and the FDA. Senate Republicans are also under pressure from President Trump to confirm more of his judicial nominees before heading home for the recess. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ryne Sandberg, who became one of baseball's best all-around players, has died. He was 65. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.